There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Jewish leaders concerned about far-right surge in Germany. And sacred Jewish scripts translated into Ukrainian. We begin in Germany, where the Central Council of Jews has expressed alarm over the rise of the far-right Alternative für Deutschland, the AfD party, which has secured a record 20.8% of the vote in the country's elections, taking second place. Preliminary results show the Conservative Christian Democrats Union and its partner, the Christian Social Union, have secured 28.6% of the votes, clinching first place. Dr. Josef Schuster, the president of the CCJ, has warned that this surge in support for the AfD has ties to extremist and neo-Nazi ideologies, signaling a troubling shift in German politics. In his statement, Schuster called for a focus on realistic solutions from the political center, saying it will be difficult to form a stable government with the AfD's growing influence. AfD co-leader Alice Weidel spoke to Elon Musk before the election. During the interview, he asked her whether she supports the existence of the State of Israel.
So we need to protect the existence of Israel. And we need to protect not only the existence of the State of Israel. I also think that Benjamin Netanyahu have made many mistakes in the past, to be honest. But we also need to take our responsibility as a German nation state to protect Jewish life, Jewish people in our country.
In Ukraine, as the war with Russia continues, many Jews are turning to their faith and cultural identity for solace. Rabbi Irina Gridzevskaya, leader of the Mazorti movement in Ukraine, has released the first Ukrainian translation of a children's prayer book, Singing of the Heart, featuring prayers and illustrations with a final prayer for peace in Ukraine. Historically, Ukrainian Jews have prayed in Hebrew and Russian, but the wars sparked a movement to translate sacred texts into Ukrainian. Following Russia's largest drone attack on Ukraine, which has left civilians without power and heat, Jewish leaders like Gritsevskaya say prayer offers refuge for those feeling isolated. Humanitarian aid efforts continue in areas like Odessa, where recent attacks have left thousands without power. Meanwhile, speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump said Europe has provided Ukraine with $100 billion in financial, military, humanitarian, and refugee assistance, and the U.S. has given the country more than three times that amount.
The United States has given $350 billion because we had a stupid, incompetent president and administration, 350. But here's worse. Europe gave it in the form of a loan. They get their money back. We gave it in the form of nothing. So I want them to give us something for all of the money that we put up. And I'm going to try and get the war settled. And I'm going to try and get all that death ended.
In the United States, the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the MTA, has announced it will review and remove controversial materials on Israel and Hamas from its website. The decision follows backlash over content that included posters with violent messages and anti-Semitic imagery, as well as a reading list featuring anti-Zionist historians. Lawmakers, including State Representative Simon Cataldo, has condemned the material as blatantly anti-Semitic, and has criticized the MTA for publishing one-sided resources. MTA President Max Page says the materials were intended to foster discussion, but admitted they were not fully vetted. Critics argue the controversy raises concerns about the lack of oversight in educational resources, particularly when addressing sensitive political topics in U.S. public schools. And Air Canada is set to resume flights to Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion International Airport in June, marking the return of North American carriers to Israel after the Israel-Hamas conflict began. The airline will operate four weekly non-stop flights from Toronto starting in June, with an additional direct weekly flight from Montreal in August. United Airlines has also announced it will renew daily flights to Tel Aviv from Newark in the United States starting on March the 15th, becoming the first U.S. carrier to do so. Delta will follow with service from New York's JFK Airport starting on April the 1st. The return of these carriers ends LL's monopoly on transatlantic flights to Israel during the war. American Airlines, however, has yet to announce when it will resume service. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on highfm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you daily.